At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
This hour is sponsored by almostfreeteeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Adam Hoag says,
Adam Hoag, Bears Insider.
What's up, everyone? My name's Adam Hoag. This is the CHGO Bears Podcast.
Host of the Hoag and Johns Podcast.
Going back to last year, every single game they found a way to lose it on that 10-game losing streak. This time, it's been different. I think what's really good is it's been different types of play.
Adam Hoag.
Adam Hoagie or Hog, excuse me, I don't know how to pronounce the last name.
With Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
We love talking to Adam Hoag. He is at Adam Hoag on X. He is the host of the CHGO Bears podcast and the Hoag and Johns podcast. And he joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Adam, what has been your biggest takeaway so far from just what you've heard regarding Bears media talking about this game on Sunday?
I just think that it's different territory for the Bears and that it's one that they should win. I think it goes in that category, and they're a team that wants to be in more of these situations where they're favored by 4.5 points going into a game. But for now, it's actually more unfamiliar territory. And I think we'll learn a lot about this team and how they handled it. Handle it on Sunday, back at home for the first time in a month, and in a game that they should win. Because as much as you learn about teams when they're dealing with adversity, you also learn about better teams when they have games like this that on paper you should take care of, but in reality you turn on that film. And I've probably watched an unhealthy amount of Saints football this year for some reason. They've been tough. I mean, they really have been. They're playing hard for Kellen Moore and Brandon Staley. Now it's been a little bit of a different story on the road. That was their one blowout loss, was when they went to Seattle, and then they played the Bills hard as well, and then it just kind of got away in the fourth quarter. So we'll see if they come in the same intensity that they have in their 4 home games in the Superdome this year, because they've been pretty good in those games despite the 1-5 record.
So Adam, they play tough. What do they do well from what you've seen?
So that's a great way to put the question, because I've been using the word feisty in talking about them, but I don't know that there's a single thing that they do really well. Right. You know, it's like, I don't know if the Saints have one thing that you really hang their hat on. They've been pretty good against stopping the run, which I do think is an interesting matchup in this game, because the Bears are finally, you know, they finally have a game where they could say they ran the ball well, and now here come the Saints. But it's kind of similar as last week. I mean, we thought Washington stopped the run well too. So if the Bears can keep that going this week, I think that would be huge. They also don't give up a ton of explosive plays, which is interesting. I still feel like Caleb, though, whether DJ Moore plays or not, it seems like it's trending towards him being okay to enough to play. I like the Bears' matchup in terms of their wide receivers going up this against this Saints secondary, and there should be plenty of opportunities to move the ball through the air, whether that's via play action or just intermediate routes. I think Caleb has a good chance to have a better game in terms of accuracy, getting back home to Soldier Field. His last game there was really good against the Cowboys. So I think that, you know, for all of what the Saints have shown on film and that they're playing hard, they're playing tough, they rally to the football, they're not taking plays off or really making an unhealthy amount of silly mistakes. Like, they look like a team that's pretty well coached to this point. And this is a battle between two teams that are, you know, have first year head coaches. But talent wise, skill wise, the Bears should have the edge. And that includes the quarterback position. As solid as Spencer Rattler has been at times, there's a reason why he was benched in favor of Caleb Williams back at Oklahoma. And Caleb still should be the better quarterback on Sunday.
Our segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Adam, I'm so curious. What do you see? Because we've all kind of talked about how the Bears are very much the favorite in this game, should win this game. It's at home. They've won three in a row, one-win team. What's the biggest pitfall that New Orleans offers, in your opinion?
Like in terms of their weaknesses?
Yeah, like, I'm saying, like, what is it that Bears fans should be worried about when watching New Orleans? How does New Orleans win this game?
I think if they win the game, it's because they've had a knack for sticking around in football games. And like I said, they've really only been blown out of the water. They've only had one game where you're like in the second quarter going, all right, this is a loss. And that was in Seattle. So I think if the Bears come out and sort of beat themselves, that would be what would concern me. Because you look at some of these numbers. I mean, the Saints, in terms of EPA per play on offense, are 27th. They're 22nd defensively in EPA per play. And it's not like the Bears are blowing teams out of the water in those categories either, but they are better. They are, you know, and the offense is trending in the right direction. Caleb's up to 13th now in EPA per drop back. That's trending in the right direction. So, you know, for a team in the Saints that I don't feel like does anything particularly awesome, if you let them hang around and you are the team that, you know, penalties that continue to be an issue for the Bears, and all of a sudden if that turnover margin flips the wrong direction, then all of a sudden that's the type of game where you're going, oh no, why did they just lose to the Saints? Now, how could that potentially happen in this game? Well, they still have Cam Jordan on defense. Granderson's been solid. And Young has not been out there up until last week, and he finally got he finally played last week, and he only played about a third of the snaps as they sort of rotated him in more. So if he comes on stronger in this game and they generate more of a pass rush, then, and you know, that's, I do think that this is an interesting second start at left tackle for Theo Benedict, because I think he's going to be tested a little bit more than he was on Monday night. Then that's maybe where you start to wonder, okay, are there some weaknesses here that start to snowball? But all that being said, I like where the Bears are going in those directions. I like what Theo Bennett did on Monday night. I like, you know, obviously the game that Darnell Wright played. So, and I like where the running game's trending. So that's why I feel like this game in a lot of ways is sort of a good barometer of can the Bears keep the momentum going in all these different areas that they played better in Washington.
Well, I think, Adam, too, we wanted to ask you this. I think Grody dubbed you Mr. Special Teams. But when you have experience as a special teams coach in high school, of course, and coaching high school football. But you guys both attend practices. What did you see out of Grody? You said you guys couldn't see any of Cairo Santos,
yeah,
right?
I didn't see him out there on the field yesterday. Was it yesterday? Yeah, I don't think, unless the special teams were on a different field. I'm not sure, Hogue, if you saw.
They do that sometimes. Sometimes they're off kicking in the port. Remember, we only get to watch like 10 minutes of practice time here. And sometimes during that period, you'll actually see them on a different field as you're walking to the actual practice field that the whole team is on.
So I said this, and I think it's good for us all to discuss as a crew, because we know, like Patrick Manley has told us, there are some kicks that are just harder to kick. They look easier, but at Soldier Field, they are more difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, what's your confidence level in Jake Mooney this week against the Saints?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a different test. I think that'll depend on the wind. The last time I looked at the forecast, it didn't look like it was going to be a particularly nice day on Sunday. So, but then again, it wasn't on Monday night in Washington either. So, you know, the story of Jake Moody is really more about like his own confidence, probably is probably the best word to use. And he's got the talent, and he's been through stretches where he's been really, really good in this league. I mean, he kicked in a Super Bowl, so he's been in high pressure positions before. So you hope that the four kicks he made the other night, including the game winner, put him in a spot where he's feeling good. He's feeling confident. Cairo Santos has not practiced the last 2 days. So it sure seems like it's trending like Moody could play again on Sunday. A couple of things that I would point to, you know, I still think could be better. Obviously, when he makes four kicks in the game winner, you kind of gloss over the fact that they did have a kick blocked in that game. And it wasn't a particularly well-struck ball. It was very, very low. Also, he put two of the kickoffs into the end zone. And I think what we're learning about the dynamic kickoff this year and then moving it to the 35 is touchbacks have become exactly what I think they should be under this rule, which is a complete no-no. So he kicked two of those two kickoffs at a little bit too much under it, and it went all the way in the end zone, and the Commanders just took the ball to 35. So now the other ones were pretty good. So you want to keep that ball. The sweet spot seems to be in the corners, between the 5-yard line and the goal line. So if you could put that ball there and kind of pin it into the corner, that seems to be the best way that teams have had success covering kicks this season. Also, if you talk to the people down in New Orleans, their special teams have not been good this year. So that is an area where I think the Bears can have an advantage on Sunday. Phil Galliano is their special teams coordinator. He's actually been there for a long time. He was their assistant special teams coordinator under Darren Rizzi. Rizzi's one of the best there is in the league, and he was their interim head coach last year after they fired Dennis Allen. But Rizzi ended up going to Denver to coach under Sean Payton again. So they promoted this guy Galliano, and it's been an adjustment. But they also don't have a ton of depth there in New Orleans, so that can obviously start to wear on your special teams.
Phil Galliano is a great special teams name. It just is. I don't know why. It just sounds like a special teams coach. Rahimi, Harris, and Grody here on The Score. This segment with Adam Hogue of CHGO and the Hogan Johns podcast is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Obviously, big homecoming for Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator of the Bears. Hogue, I don't know if you want to speak on that at all, but I think this is a good time now with Dennis Allen getting players back, as he did with Kyler Gordon and TJ Edwards last week, to kind of assess what DA has done for this Bears defense. What have you thought about his performance coordinating the Bears D?
Well, I think it's been great. I mean, they were in a really rough spot when you consider giving up 50 points to the Lions and starting 0-2. And it was a weird feeling, because despite that, I don't know that anybody was sitting there going, oh, this is the defensive coordinator's fault. No, it felt like, you know, some bad circumstance, a bad run of injuries, and facing a Lions team at the exact wrong time after they had a clunker in week one at Lambeau Field. But I did sit there going, man, I don't know exactly what Dennis Allen can do here to fix this thing. And you know what? He's done a lot. And really the first thing that really stood out to me, where I was like, okay, this is a defensive coordinator making key adjustments, was in Vegas when they started switching up their coverages more. They were disguising their coverages. They were rotating those coverages, and it was leading to those interceptions that they got on Geno Smith, and they were confusing a veteran quarterback that didn't necessarily have in recent times a reputation for turning the ball over a ton. So that was a great sign. And then you see what he did after the bye week. Why not experiment with moving Shamar Turner to the edge instead of inside, just to get him going and to get anything going on that defensive line? Using Billings more in the run game, and then just accepting what seems to be something that he started. When I say he, Dennis Allen, in the offseason, which is experimenting with TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds playing different spots than they did under Matt Eberflus. And that made a huge difference as well. So, and I don't think it's just Dennis Allen. I think you got to give Al Harris a ton of credit in secondary as well. This is a good staff. It's a good staff. And Dennis Allen's proven to be, you know, all business, all football, all the time. It's why he doesn't want to talk about Sunday's game on Thursdays. It's why he doesn't want to talk about New Orleans yesterday when he's talking about this game, you know, this revenge game against his old team. He's all business. I appreciate that about him. And, you know, it's been good. It's a well-coached defense right now, despite not being, you know, perfect across the board.
I also, Adam, don't think that we saw the finished product game performance of Kyler Gordon. I think he's probably still coming back a little bit and getting eased back in.
No,
you know, what do you guys think about just and what do you think, Adam, about just how he'll be used? I think we might see, again, more blitz looks from him, you know, a little bit more active when it comes to what happens pre-snap for him as well.
Well, and if you're looking for, it's a great point to bring up, Layla, because if you're looking for reasons for optimism that this defense can continue to keep ascending, Kyler Gordon's probably the number one outside of potentially getting Jalen Johnson back later in the season, right? Because if you go back to even what we were first talking to Dennis Allen about when he originally got hired, I mean, Kyler Gordon was one of the first names he brought up. It's not even like we brought it up.
Yeah.
He brought it up,
yep.
Right? And then they give him an extension, and clearly Dennis felt like he was a chess piece that he could use in a lot of different ways. There was even like a flirtation with putting him back at safety on some snaps, I think, like just to move him around to give some different looks and confuse an offense, stress an offense. We know he can rush the quarterback too on blitzes. And here's the thing. It's now October 17th. We haven't seen much of that. And the reason, for a number of different reasons, obviously the biggest being Kyler Gordon was hurt. But even Monday night, like, I agree with the assessment that he was kind of just easing him back in. So this stuff that we were talking to Dennis Allen about, like all the way back going to January, it's still untapped. It's still on the table as something that they can add to this defense. And I think that that has to excite you as a coaching staff, as a fan, somebody just watching the games, is what we might still see from Kyler Gordon. Because I think that's still coming.
I love what Kyler Gordon's doing, but I got to ask, Dio Dingbo, I'm still waiting for him to register. Am I overstating things by saying he has not registered yet?
No, I mean, there's been flashes. I thought he was better at times on Monday. I think he's doing an okay job in the run game. But it's the same thing for Montez Sweat. It's not even the Bears. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Micah Parsons isn't exactly racking up sacks right now for the Packers after that trade. Like they're he's getting pressures. Yeah, they're trying to defend it as they're accounting for him. And there's okay, get to the quarterback, sack the quarterback. That's what this league's about when you get a big contract. And Dio Dangbo was paid to do that. We haven't seen enough of it yet. So I think that that's fair. As long as you also point out some of the other things, it's not like he's been a complete bust out there, but as a whole, They need more. I would still say Montez Sweat, who had a better game, but I think I saw a stat the other day that they have more combined roughing the passer penalties than they do sacks.
Yikes! That sucks. That's really what that is. I have no other way to describe that other than bad. Adam Hoge, thanks as always for joining us. We always like to talk to you on Fridays, and we look forward to the next Hoge and Johns podcast episode.
Thanks, Adam.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the football this weekend.
Yep.
Same here. This segment with Adam Hoge brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. We had some people asking some very valid college football questions yesterday to our friend from New Orleans, Fletcher Mackle. So we're going to pick that up with Joe Ostrowski. Joe Ostrowski, of course, with BetMGM Network. He'll get us ready for the weekend of wagertainment. That is next on Rahimi Harrison Grody on the Score.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good.
That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Four.
Joe Ostrowski, host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
The public's been killing the books.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
We couldn't live without Joe Ostrowski.
On The Score. Score.
We love talking to Joe Ostrowski. As you heard our big voice guy, Rick Pardee, say, he is the host of Bet Sweats weekdays at 8 a.m. on the BetMGM Network. He has a great show on Sundays, getting you ready for all the football. It is called BetMGM Game Day. That is Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on 670 The Score. And Joe, I'm just going to start with this because I believe in customer service. We had a question yesterday from our Twitch chat, our Twitch mob, asking about LSU and Vandy, because that was 2.5-point spread. You got any thoughts on that game?
Yeah, I do. It's actually, like, as far as the betting perspective, it's a historical game. So the last 51 SEC games, Vanderbilt has been an underdog. They are favored to win this game.
Woo!
51 straight games. It's unbelievable. It's the first time they've been favored against a ranked team since 1978, which covers 176 games. It's amazing. It opened as a pick 'em, and the smart bettors, the respected bettors that will move markets, they bet on Vanderbilt. So it goes to 2.5, 3. So I think it's a really interesting game to see what happens there. I love the Vandy quarterback, Pavia. He's been outstanding. LSU with Nussmeier. He was a guy that was in the Heisman conversation at the start of the year. Not anymore. Like, people are like, is this guy just bad? Because their offense can't do anything. They have a great defense, but no offense. So that's why they decided to back Vanderbilt coming off the bye. The last time we saw Vandy, they were hanging with Alabama at the end of the game. Bama scores a touchdown. They end up covering the spread. But I get it, man. I think that's going to be interesting. I would not bet LSU. I'll say that.
Oh, yeah, that's good to know. I also think when you allude to the Heisman race, how wide open is this from a wagering standpoint?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. I think we had a stretch there of 6 straight weeks where the favorite has changed. So it's whoever plays best in the most recent game, they're going to get that big bump. And a lot of times they end up jumping – to be the favorite. You may remember this summer, it was all about Arch. Well, Arch ain't winning it. It doesn't matter what happens the rest of the season.
True.
Yeah, he was a big favorite to start. Right now, it's Carson Beck. He's up there, and of course, Mendoza is part of that conversation. So they're very close as far as the numbers. It's about your chances to impress moving forward. I believe Miami plays tonight, so it's kind of like you'll get more attention on tonight's Miami game, even though it's a weaker opponent. But yeah, the conversation changes from week to week, which quarterback ends up having the biggest game of the week. So I don't know. To your point, Layla, it is completely wide open. Like, if we can get to USC Notre Dame, if USC pulls off the upset, then Maeva's going to be in that conversation. He'll be near the top there. So that's how the Heisman race has been going this year.
Take me through the rest of the college slate and tell me what really piques your interest, because I see a lot of good matchups, especially in the SEC or that Notre Dame-USC game you just mentioned too.
For sure. Here's what piques my interest. That normally the public bets on favorites. We're used to that. There are a couple of underdogs that the public is betting on, but the point spread is going the opposite direction. So that screams that the respected money is on the other side. Notre Dame is one of those games. They're betting USC because they're like, USC with this offense, they're a 7.5, 9.5 point underdog now. I saw it at 10 at Circa yesterday. That doesn't make sense. So they were betting USC. But the people that know what they're doing, they're like, no. Carr is one of the best quarterbacks in the nation right now. And you look at the weather, it's probably going to be rainy. Who has a great rushing offense? Notre Dame. Lincoln Riley stinks on the road. They're coming back east in a Big Ten matchup. They haven't done good in those games. We saw them lose outright to Illinois a few weeks ago. So the people that know what they're doing, they're like, I know they lost twice, but Notre Dame's a top five team in the nation, according to many. If they don't lose again, they're going to be in the playoff and they're going to be a scary team. So that certainly piques my interest. Is Notre Dame just going to go roughshod over USC? Very high total. Should be a high-scoring game. Top two running backs for USC out in that game. So that's worth mentioning. And the other one is the public is betting on Ole Miss. And Georgia line keeps going up to 7.5. So that has my interest. Revenge factor there with Georgia. It does feel like a lot of points. Ole Miss didn't look great against Washington State last week, but the smart money is on the Georgia side. So those two stand out. One more I think is worth mentioning, since James Franklin was the big story this week. So a week ago, the point spread for Penn State, Iowa was Penn State favored by 10.5. Now without Aller, without Franklin, Iowa is favored in that game.
Oh.
By 3.5.
Plot twist.
Three straight losses. If they lose at Iowa, which is a tough place to play at night, right, Kinnick, they have Ohio State and Indiana after that. We're talking probably six straight losses at the very least for Penn State.
This is
which
why
is
Penn
amazing.
State did James Franklin a favor, if we really want to be honest about it. Here, take your money and get out of here. You don't want to deal with this anyway.
Yep. No doubt.
Talking to Joe O, we're betting with him right now. Bet Sweats of Bet MGM Game Day, which will go down on Sunday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Raheemy Harrison Grody on the score. Joe, I like to serve the people too. So let's get to the Bears. What have ye for the Bears?
Today.
Today, yes.
What have ye today for Sunday?
What have ye?
So this is probably the most the Bears are going to be favored all year.
Oh, wow.
It was 5.5 earlier in the week. And then I think people are realizing that and saying, what are we doing here? They're betting on the Saints in the last 24 hours. That line is coming down. It's in the 4.5 to 5 range. I know people going wild about the revenge tour, apparently, for Spencer Rattler with Rattler versus Caleb as we search for storylines this week. I find that to be interesting that there's now Saints money coming in. Mm. Look, I hate it when people say, oh, you're lucky. Oh, it's just lucky. You make your own luck. Like, there's a reason in one-score games, the really good coaches in this league have an excellent record in close games. And the bad ones, like when Eberflus was here, when Matt Nagy was here, they were terrible in close games. They just couldn't find a way to get those small edges. Are the Bears close to 1-4? Yes. But they've rattled off three straight wins now, and you've got to give them that respect. That feels like a lot of points to me. The conditions are going to be interesting. You would think they're going to have to lean on the run game if it's if it's what the forecast is saying. And Swift had a great game. But I would say the biggest strength on the Saints is that rush defense that they have there. So I wonder how Swift performs. The offensive line, I was pleasantly surprised with what the Bears did. I think the number is too high for the Bears. Maybe they prove me wrong. They keep playing in these close games. For them to be laying, you know, in the 5 to 5.5 point range, that's a bit much for me. The Bears are the only team in the NFL where the over has hit in every game. They are 5-0 to the over.
Wow. So,
okay.
Scoring, giving up points a little bit, 5-0, only undefeated team. That total is 45.5 with the weather that's projected. That's coming down a little bit throughout the week. That's worth noting. The Swift number for rushing yards is at 52.5. I'm sure that's going to move based on the weather that we're going to see. Yeah.
Might have to do with his availability at practice yesterday.
I get that, but
you just think Swift's a 100-yard rusher. That's it now, Marshall. He's going to blast off. No, and
I think he's a
53-yard
rusher. How about that?
To the moon.
How about that?
There you go.
Sounds like a good one to bet then. Yes, Marshall loves a good value. He's been killing it recently.
Yeah, I threw a little something at the I didn't know who was going to win the game last night, Joe, but I did throw something at. I said, I know Joe Flacco's going to throw to Jamar Chase. I'm going to bank heavy on that, and he paid dividends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's something going on between him and Jamar Chase. What a fun game that was to watch. All right. I'm calling my shot on this one. It's a long shot. I'm punting for value. The Saints have given up 4 touchdowns to tight ends this year. We're not talking about top guys. Theo Johnson scored twice. Somebody named Luke Farrell scored a touchdown against them. I saw Loveland on the field for nearly half the snaps last week. So it was kind of split, right, with him and Komet. He got a red zone target last week. Here we go. Plus 450, Loveland to score an anytime touchdown. This
I like
feels
that.
like the spot.
You're writing that down, Marshall?
I don't need to write that.
I already have it in my safe bets.
Okay. No, I have Loveland in my safe bets.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, I got the 750 I'm working on. We're way behind on that.
That's right. The FanDuel app.
Yeah. Oh, so you're going to bet on that, Layla, too?
Might be something. It's not a bad win, and you're right. They're also, Joe, while we're here, the fact that the Bears are the only team in the NFL who scored at least 21 points in their first 5 games, you think that's factoring into this overcalculation? Is there something else regarding that stat that might be worth looking into?
Oh, certainly. You need that floor. If you're going to hit that over on a consistent basis, you need that floor. And let's be honest, they're not an elite defense. So they're giving it up on the other side. I don't know that that's going to be the case. How are the Saints going to move the ball? Are they going to do their part here? Because a lot of times once you get records like that, oh, they're 5-0 to the over. The over's hit 9 of 10 games in this example. That goes into the line, and they're going to start boosting that up, and now you're kind of paying a tax going against it. Maybe not the same tax that J.B. Pritzker is after he plays blackjack. I'd like to be as lucky as him.
How about that?
No. Sure, yeah. How about that?
J.B. Pritzker, if you don't know, reportedly he had to declare his earnings, and this is all from blackjack. He says he got $1.4 million. That's not like what?
Said he had a good run. Man said he had a good run at the table.
He is filthy rich.
If that isn't an illustration for what a life is like for a billionaire versus a non-billionaire, I don't know what is.
To be a billionaire, like, and I'm thinking from the betting perspective, what do you need to get a sweat to where you feel it?
That's a great question.
Like, I got something on the line here. So maybe he had a lot down. Maybe they let him.
I think it's got to involve real estate. Yeah. Like, that's got to be it.
What Monopoly do you think right. about his politics? No, I'm just kidding.
No, whoa. Groat.
Mitch just hit the button.
Mitch isn't here today.
I love today. Yeah,
which is why I think Mark was the stir of the pot.
Yeah.
One game that has my extreme interest is looking forward. Monday night, Bucks, Lions. Mm-hmm. I feel like that over tells me that I need to be betting on individual props all the way around because the total is above 50, right?
There's one game that's actually higher than that. So we might get a couple of shootouts. The Commanders Cowboys game.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. And looks like CeeDee Lamb's going to be returning. I don't think McLaurin in that one. That one was 54.5 last time I checked. I mean, this Cowboys off. They have no defense. We know that. But Dak's been great coming off the season-ending injury. So, yeah, there are a couple of games where we could get shootouts. I'm interested because Baker has nobody. I know we've been saying this, but now you've got Ibuka hurt too. Like, he became his number one option. Godwin is still out. We don't know about Evans. He's been limited this week. Doesn't have the running back. I think this is a really good spot for the Lions. They're favored by 5.5. Some books are going to 6 for a reason. Coming off the loss to the Chiefs, going back home indoors, I think this is going to be a really good spot for the Lions. So I would look to that side if you're looking for some props.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Joe. We always love talking betting with you. And yeah, that's a good question. We got to figure out what a billionaire sweats when they make a bet. That's a good call. That joke, of course, can be heard on BetMGM Network, BetMGM Game Day, Sunday, 7 to 9, right here on 670 The Score. And Bet Sweats, he was on at 8 a.m. this morning talking on the BetMGM Network. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, bye, guys.
Great weekend. I sweat it $10, by the way. I just want to in case you're wondering.
Yeah, that's...
I don't make bets over $10.
So. I don't think they do sweat. That's the point. They've made sure of it.
Yeah.
Have you ever made a bet in your life over $10?
In my
life? What would it take for you to get a little gutsy out here instead of being kind of weak with your bets?
Yeah, are you calling me weak? Just because I don't lose the amount
this
of money
that
Grody you lose.
This is Grody being jealous because he put too much money on the Bears when they played the Lions.
Maybe. Yeah. I just want you to be a little gutsier. You know what I mean? Like, go for it in life, Marshall.
I did this.
Yeah. Let me give you an example. Fall down seven times, get up 8.
So, you know, you can create your own for a lot of these games before the game starts. You can't do it when the game's going on, but you can just create your own.
Yeah.
And I'll just slide that thing all the way to the right, put a dollar on it, and end up winning $15.
Okay.
So got like, one on it.
Yeah, I mean...
I'd like to see you get a little gutsier here. I'm a little tired of this.
I put $5 on this.
I didn't hear you complain when you were getting that free lunch I got off my not so much.
Wow. Yeah. I have no defense of that whatsoever. Like
Look, when I eat, everybody eats.
But think about it. We could be eating steak if you would just put a little bit more on it. You know what I'm saying? Like a little Gibson's lunch. Layla's place. That's where Layla hangs out.
I do love Gibson's. I know you do.
Here? Will they deliver it here?
I don't know. I just go over there because I like the people there.
I will put together what we'll call it the Gibson's Parlay. I will send it in the group chat before. And if it hits, we're all eating Gibson's.
Okay. All right.
Textline has been on one today. Mark, this was a pretty valid piece of info.
Yeah.
773, FYI, always have your soda chilled in the fridge.
Yeah, but
warm
I do.
Soda fizzes out of control.
Oh, so hold on a second, though. I do keep this Topo Chico in the fridge, but then it warms on my walk. Is that the problem, that it warms on my walk here?
I think it's the walk. I think that something's happening on your walk. Like, is your backpack just like flopping around everywhere?
Probably, yeah. I'm kind of a sloppy walker.
He doesn't use the cross strap like I do when I walk with my backpack.
The cross strap is good for back stability.
Maybe it's time to reassess my backpack game.
I think so.
You're right. Okay.
That's what I've heard about this.
It's me. It's not
you're not a problem.
Yo,
just need to tighten up the backpack.
630, your bets are worthless and weak, Mars. Well, maybe I'm just poor. How about that? Maybe I don't want to become poor from my betting. I bet for fun and to keep interest in different games. That's why I bet. I don't bet to like make all the
money. It's a good way to keep track of stats.
Yes.
That's really what it is. Yes. We have more coming up here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Alvin Kamara has been outspoken about his plans for his future. And since the Bears are playing the Saints, let's take a listen. That's next.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is indeed halftime. We've had a fun show here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and a lot of good feedback from everybody too. Thanks for participating in the group project. We talked at our 10 o'clock hour about the significance of the Bears beating the Saints, and if they lose, it's that much of a disappointment and a setback. And B, the fact that they could win four games for the first time since 2018.
What a year it was, Layla. What a year 2018 was.
Here y'all go.
And then I have to like re-examine whether or not Matt Nagy's relative resume to post-Ditka Bears coaches is better than we might have thought. And I think we're going to sleep on that.
Okay. I'm not an idiot.
I go to bed angry all the time, and it turns out, you know what happened? I was tired. I was tired, and I needed to go to bed because I was angry because I was tired. Just going to throw that life advice out there. We talked to Adam Hoge about a lot of stuff, Bears special teams, his observations about personnel, who's available, who's not. And also we talked to Joe O about a really big weekend in college football and where you want to put your money down. That said, we got this report from Brad Biggs. Bears running back DeAndre Swift, who was not on the estimated injury report on Wednesday, as we know, popped up as limited on Thursday with a groin issue. Ben Johnson said he was not injured in practice on Thursday and added that he's hopeful Swift will play Sunday. Final injury report to come this afternoon. So hopeful isn't really a designation on the injury report, but it's better than it could be.
That's why I just picked up Kamananga on my fantasy team, because I can't have a lapse.
That's bad. If you picked up Kyle Manunga for your fantasy team, I'm hoping that he does well for you.
Hey, man, he started to show some signs last week, had that screen. I mean, he looked confident and authoritative, just the way DeAndre Swift did.
Also, just the way the offensive line did.
Just the way the offensive
Mark
line
and
did.
Looked panicked. I was like, what do we do now? Mark, you have all the answers. Let's address the running back who is most likely to play, and we've been saying that about Alvin Kamara for many, many years now with New Orleans. How would you put the comments that he made, Marshall?
So obviously the Saints aren't doing very well. They have one win, and you're thinking about rebuilding for the future. Part of the reason the Saints have struggled since Sean Payton left is that they can't hit the reset button. They keep chasing a retool, if you will. Well, Alvin Kamara, obviously valuable commodity. Other teams would be interested in him. But you know what? He didn't say he's ready to go anywhere else at all.
I don't want to go anywhere, you know, and I've said it countless times. Y'all know that. I think everybody knows that. The fan base knows that. And at the end of the day, it's business, you know. So, you know, I don't go upstairs, and I don't have an office upstairs.
Yeah.
I got an office in Charlotte at NASCAR, but I don't got an office upstairs, so I don't really sit in those meetings, and I don't really know what happens up there. I just got to, you know, keep my head down and, you know. I don't know. If I was a GM, I guess I would go to the player and be like, hey, we're trading you, just so you know. So if Mickey come downstairs and say that, then I'm going to drink a pina colada.
Yeah, pina colada, as in on a beach, as in I'm not playing football anymore because I'm 30 years old and I've put my body on the line enough. If I can't do it where I want to do it, why do I need to do it?
Also, he's right about he is on the payroll for NASCAR. Like, he is somebody who is on NASCAR's payroll. He's a race ambassador. He was here for the street race back in July. He had like a couple of different events.
You know what else happened in July? The man turned 30. And I'm telling you, when you get to 30 as a running back in the NFL...
How dare you do that when we just watched an incredible game between two men who are old?
They play a position where you're not allowed to touch them, but between what, the upper thigh and the lower than your pecs, that's where you're allowed to touch quarterbacks these days?
Well, I mean, yeah, basically. Jaquan Brisker got flagged for wrapping around Jaden Daniels at what, just at the knees?
Going low. Yeah.
Can't
go low, can't go high. Where can you go?
The core area.
Put a flag on those quarterback.
But aren't y'all on board with the idea that, like, hey, I'm Alvin Kamara, I ain't going nowhere?
I love it, man. I mean, it's incredibly rare for a like, I don't even know, has anybody ever said that? Like, we can think of guys that were on teams for a long time. Maybe Patrick Manley pulled that off with the Bears. Maybe he threatened the Bears and said, look, I'm just going to leave and go chill in a villa somewhere in
Italy. I will create my own beer before I'm not a Bear.
Right. I got long snapper school. We're snipping and snappy with Patrick Manley. But, I mean, there's not a lot of guys in any sport that stay on their team for, you know, more than 6 or 7 years now.
And Kamara's got $67.4 million in earnings in his career.
But you know what?
He's good.
He got that bleep you money.
He's loyal. Like, that's what loyalty looks like.
Is it loyalty?
He likes his career. He's like playing for the Saints. That's where he wants to be.
But he's like, I don't know what's going on upstairs, up there with the front office with those guys. I mean, is he from New Orleans?
No, he's from Atlanta originally.
Wow. Okay.
But, so he has his optionality.
But I just think he's like, I like it here. And if they want me to go somewhere else, if that happens, and that's kind of how I took those comments, he's like, cool, I will retire.
Good for him.
And also kind of good to let your front office know, at least publicly, because then they're not going to try to trade you. So that's a good idea. They know they wouldn't get any value for you.
His contract runs through next season. So, I mean, he might have been looking at this as the end of the road anyway. He's like, rather than relocate and do all that, I just don't want to.
Is there anybody playing in any Chicago sport right now that you guys think will play with their respective team for a decade or longer?
Bedard.
Good. Very good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one that immediately comes to mind. Caleb Williams, if life is good, right?
Yeah, can't call that yet. Hap? Where are we at with Hap? Is he 9? 2017. 2017 was his first year.
So
they do serve his time by the day, right?
Yeah, so like he's probably going on 9, I want to say. So he's not a decade yet.
He has 7.036 years of MLB service time.
Okay.
And, you know, I do think the Cubs did try to make sure that Kyle Hendricks got his 10-5.
Yeah.
Like, for example.
Oh, absolutely. No doubt.
Yes, sir.
Doesn't PCA have, like, the type of look? I feel like he's going to be the Cub for the rest of his life. And he said it. He wrote it in the Player Tribune.
Rest of his life?
I feel like PCA is a Cub for life.
That's a pretty good call.
Life.
But that's a good prediction. Exactly. Look, who wants to let that guy out of town?
Here's why I'm skeptical is because they didn't even do that for, like, Bryant and Rizzo and Baez. You know? Like, but the likelihood of it being PCA out of this crop of players is high.
How about Coby White?
How about Josh Giddey?
Gids.
Robbie.
I mean, like... Giddey and Modest is the new MJ and Pippen.
Oh,
so that's what's
we're not saying
happen.
They had to start their career in Chicago. We're just saying 10 years served in Chicago.
Last night, I did watch a lot of that Bulls preseason game.
And one of us.
In the third quarter, Adam Amin, there's Modest Pozelas all alone. And Adam Amin saying, showtime, Modest Pozelas. And it was a pretty damn good dunk, too. I'm like, you don't want to do all. Oh, you want to do all that. You know the dunk I'm talking about? Did you guys see the dunk in the third quarter? Sick.
Yeah, it's a precursor.
Am I the only one watching Bulls here? Is that what's going on?
I did. Yeah, I did change the channel to watch the Olds Bowl, and I gotta say, if you watch the Amazon postgame show, it was pretty hilarious.
Like, what were they talking about, Layla?
Well, number one, the phrase Eskimo brother was thrown out there, which I was like, whoa, okay. And then also, Joe Flacco was just in his bag. Yeah. Joe Flacco was talking about how much he loved football. And you're right. It's kind of like that same concept with Alvin Kamara. He's okay with moving everywhere because he loves ball.
Is there Eskimo sisters, too? Do you women talk about that?
See,
that?
This is why you...
She brought it up, man!
Ray's telling us we got to go.
Oh, okay. Hey. I don't want to ruin the break, get in trouble.
Dump him.
That's the fourth time I've been dumped today.
I kind of like it. It's defecate, I like that. Oh, my God.
Oh, Robbie.
Jesus. We continue to go around the horn with our five questions that we think apply especially to this Bears game coming up on Sunday. Five on it is next.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.